This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A 49-page federal criminal indictment unsealed Friday charges former President Donald Trump with serious crimes. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington reports.
The indictment, which includes photographs, says Donald Trump stored highly secret documents, which he took from the White House to his Florida resort when he left office, and stored them in such places as a bathroom and a shower, his bedroom, and the gilded ballroom of the Mar-a-Lago property. He allegedly twice showed some of the classified materials to others. Trump is also charged with trying to obstruct the federal investigation into his retention of the files. Special Counsel Jack Smith says the indictment was voted by a grand jury of citizens in Florida.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced. We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Associated Press U.S. law enforcement editor Mike Balsamo read through the Trump indictment as it was released and said, while the former president insists he's done nothing wrong, prosecutors have provided a lot of detail.
This indictment spells out measures that the former president took, along with a co-conspirator who was charged in this indictment, Walt Nauta, Trump aide who worked at Mar-a-Lago. And basically what prosecutors say here is that Trump directed Nauta at some point to remove boxes, to move boxes of records that were held in Mar-a-Lago. The indictment spells out specifically one instance, a conversation between Trump and his lawyers, in which they're discussing receiving a subpoena from the Department of Justice. And Trump says to one of his lawyers that he doesn't want them going through the boxes. He doesn't want the Department of Justice to go through the boxes. And wouldn't it be better if they just said they didn't have any records?
This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron met Friday with public safety authorities and emergency personnel who responded to the knife attack in the Alpine town of Annecy that left four children and two adults wounded at a playground. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber has more.
Macron, who has called the attack an act of absolute cowardice, visited the hospital in nearby Grenoble where three of the four children are being treated. The two children who had been most seriously injured were in stable condition on Friday, and doctors are optimistic for their recovery, said the president. Annecy's cathedral held a mass on Friday night in tribute to the victims. In attendance at both events was Henri, a Catholic pilgrim who has been dubbed the backpack hero. The 24-year-old came face to face with the assailant. In videos posted on social media, he can be seen using his backpack as a shield to try to block the attack. Police have arrested the suspected attacker, a homeless 31-year-old Syrian national. Authorities say there is no indication that terrorism was the motivation for the attack.
That's Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reporting. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson abruptly quit as a member of Parliament Friday in a furious protest against lawmakers investigating his conduct. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is quitting as a member of Parliament immediately. In a statement on Friday, he said, "I am being forced out by a tiny handful of people." Johnson had been fighting for his political life. His premiership had been cut short last year, partly by anger within his own party and across the country, over COVID rule-breaking lockdown parties in his Downing Street office and home. A parliamentary inquiry was investigating whether he misled the House of Commons when he said all COVID-19 rules were followed. If it found Johnson misled Parliament recklessly or deliberately, it could turf him from Parliament for more than 10 days.
That's Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reporting. Canadian wildfires are easing from earlier this week. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It was a week of misery for many who live in the smoke-filled Northeast, especially those with breathing problems. But shifting winds are helping the smoke blow out to sea in the mid-Atlantic, says the EPA's Director of Air Quality Assessment, Chet Wayland.
The good news is it's starting to clear up in some of the northern parts of the country. And hopefully in a few days, it'll clear out down here in the mid-Atlantic areas as well.
He suggests that people use their app and website, airnow.gov, which pinpoints the air in your neighborhood based on zip code.
You can actually take actions to protect your health in real time.
He says people should review the color coding and the number of pollution particles per cubic meter.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.